Dach es brennt. Oi, unser Rohr im Städtel never brennt. Weise Winden mit Radosen reißen, brechen und zu blasen. Starker noch die wilde Flammen, als er rumschein brennt. Und ihr steht umkifft, was soll sich mit verlegte Hemd. Und ihr steht umkifft, was soll sich unser Städtes brennt. Lach es brennt, es kann Cholile kommen der Moment. Das ganze Städtel mit uns zusammen soll er weg in Nacht in Flammen bleiben, wenn die noch erschlacht schwarze Puste brennt. Und ihr steht und kippt das Eis sich verlegte Hemd. Und ihr steht und gibt das Eisig unser Städtes brennt. Es brennt. Nur in euch allein gewöhnt. Ob du Stöchel, die sei teuer, nimm die Kehl im Löcht dem Feuer, löscht mit euer Regenblut, weißt du's ihr nur kennt. Und ihr steht und kippt das Eisig mit verlegte
Okay, that is Jan Pierce with one of the great recordings of Es Brennt, It Is Burning. This is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another program of Jewish Soul Music. We are all in the days where we're upset, to say the least, to think of what's going on with the open anti-Semitism and the incident in Muncie. Horrific. And we feel helpless. And this song, Es Brennt, was written in 1938 by Mordechai Gebertig for telling the coming Holocaust. And he says, and you stand by with Falek Tahant, with folded arms, doing nothing, just staring as your city is burning. And he says, take pails, even of your own blood, to put out the fire. But you stand by watching with folded arms. Really. And I know it's difficult. We wonder, what can we do? Well, the first thing is we can do something. We not just talk about it. Many of you know that I am an activist. You have seen almost every demonstration. You see my signs. they're hallmark. I'm the sign maker for Jewish activism. But I want to just tell you a couple of things we've done. Of course, I'm a member on the board of Americans for Safe Israel, AFSI, AFSI, and a very, very important organization. Just to relate to you a couple of things that I was involved with Helen. We live across from Lincoln Center, directly across from the Metropolitan Opera, and a few years back, they were having an opera on the Klinghoffer affair. Clearly anti-Semitic, it positioned the Arabs as if they were the justified party and in throwing Klinghoffer into the ocean, sitting in his wheelchair. So Helen and I rented two wheelchairs, and we went in front of the Met Opera, and we handed out different articles about the anti-Semitism in this play, I'm sorry, in this opera. And the police came and they told us that they didn't want to arrest us. We had to move to the sidewalk, which we did. And we continued to hand out the flyers and the information as to the dreadful opera glorifying the Arabs, more or less excusing their evil, their hatred. And from that, there was a group that was formed, and we raised a lot of money to have a demonstration right in front of the Metropolitan Opera, right across the street. We had thousands attend. And one of the interesting things is we had 100 wheelchairs lined up along the front of the Metropolitan Opera, well, on the sidewalk, with someone sitting in each one of those 100 wheelchairs. And we had the desired effect, impact of having the opera banned for any future airing at the Metropolitan Opera, and hopefully that would spread to other arenas. And speaking of the Metropolitan Opera, many of you know there are, at the street level, there are steps rising up to the plaza, and there are lights in between each step with words of welcome in every language. And a few years back, I was watching those signs, the lighting come up, and I suddenly realized that there was no shalom. There was salam, and there was German and Chinese, and you name it, but no shalom. And I was ready to start a campaign to have a demonstration. So Helen said, why don't you write a letter first to the president? He was a Jewish fellow. I think his name was Levy or Levin or whatever. And I told him, I said, I was very, very upset to see that you had every country in the native language having welcome in those steps, but no shalom. I said, I'm sure your many Jewish patrons and benefactors would be very upset to realize this. Next day, I get an email back from his secretary saying, doesn't know how it happened. They'll take care of it immediately. And they did. And I want you to know, every time I go to the Metropolitan Opera, I look to make sure that they haven't deleted it, because it was clearly an anti-Semitic act by deleting it. Nobody could tell me that that was just an accident. So there are things that you can do. Many of you know that over the years, for many, many years in New Jersey, I had a section of my program dedicated to the JDL. And I don't know if that would fly now, but it was something that I felt very, very important at the time. Well, it is important today. As I'm talking, I'm trying to think, is this something that I should get involved with again? But let's get to the music. You don't really want to hear me rambling on. The thing is this. You can do something. Even if it's write letters, even if it's to stand alone in front of an office with a sign. For many, many years, we know two men, Paul Schneck can't think of his name at the moment. They stood in front of the embassy, right across the street from the Israeli embassy, with signs every single day, every single day. And it was Israel Deer. Yes, he was the other person. The two of them, for years, they did something. They didn't just complain about what can we do. You can do something. And we have to do something, because Amen and Eli Mili, if I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? We have to be for ourselves. And Im Lo Achshav Ematai, when already? Okay, to the music. This is first three selections are for the Kol HaNeshama Orchestra from 1986, 33 years ago. It's hard to believe, 33 years ago. Let's go with Harachamon. Okay, Kol HaNeshama. Next is Bore Olam. Zehayom coming up. Thank you. Those were selections from the Kol HaNeshama album from about 33 years ago. This next group of selections are from an album, actually it was a cassette, Joy of Torah with Aryeh Glazer. That was also from about the same period, about 35 years ago, in the 1980s. The first selection that we'll be hearing is, let me just get this set, Asher Bora. Coming right up.
No.
Hey, Asher Boro, Achas Sha'alti, Aryeh Glazer.
Hashem, oy so avakesh, achas sho'alti meyeis Hashem, oy so avakesh, achas sho'alti meyeis Hashem, oy so avakesh, achas sho'alti meyeis Hashem, oy so avakesh. Beis Hashem, kol yemei chayai, kol yemei chayai. Shifti, 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 shifti beis Hashem, kol yemei chayai, kol yemei chayai. Achas sho'alti meis Hashem, oy so avakesh.
Voice say your shalom.
Hey,
Nogil, Joy of Torah.
Nogil, nogil, venosis, bezois, bezois.
Glazer from the Joy of Torah. I believe it was a cassette that I put together about 25 years ago or so. I haven't played that too frequently. Let's get back to our dear friend Avram Fried, and this will be MS.
Sach poit de mois ames kim beshu voy mi dar ko ve khoyo ya had yo im mois so te kha kemeloi i me yoshu Ya te kaveloi, oy 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 oy, emes ki yachto kugu yoy tzro, oy 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 beyato yoy te ya.
Oh,
emes ki atahu ki atahu yoitiram viato viato yoyedeya yitiram emes
Avram Fried. Well, you know that he's part of the big four for me, Fried and Mordechai Ben David, Kalbach, and Benzion Schenker. Those were really fantastic singers who got me going 40 years ago or so. Let's go to Dvekis. We were listening to them recently, and this will be Shalom Aleichem, Dvekis.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hashoreis, Malachei Elyon. Mihi Melech, Malchei Hamlochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hashoreis, Malachei, Malachei Elyon, Mihi Melech, Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Malachei Hashalom Malachei Elyon Mihi Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Koachem Lishalom Malachei Hashalom
seischem li shalom alache ha shalom malache elyon mi melech malche hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu seischem li shalom alache Shalom, Malachi, Malachi Elyon, Mi Melech, Malachi Hamalchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Seischem Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi, Malachi Elyon, Mi Melech, Malachi Hamalchim,
listening to Dveikus with Shalom Aleichem. Okay, let's go next to Rebbe's Soul. I haven't played this in years. Rebbe's Soul. Let's hear Kol HaOlam Kulo, Gesher Tzar Ma'od.
Thank you.
Okay, we're listening to Kol HaOlam Kulo. Let's get to Rabbi Sol with Etzama Lecha Nafshi. As we're listening to Rebbe Sol, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know the deal. The second hour is strictly Chazonis coming right up. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.